devil has no power over them. Today I command, be loose. Loose in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So you call me after the program, then I'll tell you. Okay, so thank you very much for all our listeners for following this program. Please, you are all welcome. Those of you who can afford to come to church, it's beneficial to come to church. Those who came last Sunday after they heard from the radio, they received miracles uncountable. You too are not, you know, ignored by God. So just be with us and see you next Wednesday. It is Shalom, Shalom.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Welcome to Healing Moments, brought to you by Rema Dominion Tabernacle with Pastor Wusi Kuchelo. Join us every Wednesday from 19 hours to 19:55. For details, call 0972-198339. Stay tuned and be blessed. It's
greetings to you, our dear listeners. We welcome you to this wonderful, wonderful program. The program that is friendly to you, bringing you healing right in your homes and really blessing your lives. And so we are so grateful for those of our wonderful listeners who are really our audience. We thank you for partnering with us in this gospel. And also for those who take their wonderful time to call us so we can interact also together and help one another. We want to thank God Almighty for all the wonderful miracles, the healings that we are witnessing, people that are receiving their wonderful miracles and healings, even through this program. So tonight, we welcome you once again to this wonderful episode of Healing Moment, and we know that you will be blessed even as you listen. So relax and just enjoy the moment together as we preach God's word. So we are praying, thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you for your word that is infallible, your word that is so powerful, your word that is sharper than any double-edged sword, your word that brings healing to your people. So tonight, as we listen to your word, may it come with power to deliver, to save, and to heal. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, dear listeners, you will recall that a few weeks ago we began talking about how just to receive from the Lord, how to receive benefits and miracles, healings, wonders from the Lord. Because we discovered that we do preach the word, but some people do not know how we can receive from the Lord. And of course, we began talking about some laws that govern the operation of faith. We say there's a law of faith that govern the way faith operates. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. If you please the Lord, it is faith that pleases the Lord. And yes, of all the graces that we have, God honors faith the most, because faith pleases Him, and it is by faith that you can receive. So instead of us just talking about you having faith, we thought of now breaking it down, making it applicable, so that you can really know how this faith works. Because many people have heard about this faith message, have faith in God, keep faith. But really, how does it work? That is the whole purpose of this series of the laws of faith. So we can teach people how to apply this faith, how it really works, so that we don't just talk about it theoretically, but that it works for you. And that is the whole objective of these teachings. Galatians 3 and verse number 27, we read there that it says that there's a law of faith, the law of faith. And we say that a law is, it applies across the board. Whoever keeps that law, it favors them. And whoever breaks that law, it does not favor them. And so we say that if it's a law, then it works for everybody. It does not choose. So you can apply that law and it will work for you. I have been applying that law in certain matters of life, and I've seen it work for me. And many more people are applying the same law, and it is working for them. It doesn't choose. It doesn't look at your background. It does not look at, you know, your education levels. It doesn't look at, you know, who you are, your ethnicity, your tribe. It simply looks at you applying that law. So people in England who apply the same law, it works for them. In Africa, they are applying the same law. It is working for them. And you too will apply the same law and it will work for you. To explain this law, we did consider the story of the woman with the issue of blood from Mark chapter number 5. We read from verse number 24 going downwards. We read it again, but just for us to, you know, explain these things. Let me read the passage, and then I'll remind us of a few, you know, wonderful points before we look at today's discussion on the same series. Verse number 24 of Mark chapter number 5, the Bible reads, "So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I only may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, "Who touched me?" And he looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your infirmity or affliction.'" Now, this is the passage that we have been considering, and today we are looking at particularly verse number 29, which says, "Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction." Now, you recall that we began by looking at the principle of hearing, and we said this woman had heard about Jesus, and that she was actually in the habit of hearing, because, you know, she had gone to many doctors and physicians for help, and she was not helped, but rather grew worse. And so she was in the habit of hearing. But this particular time, she had heard about the healing ministry of Jesus Christ. And because she had heard, she built faith. She had confidence that the moment she meets Jesus, she'll be healed. And we said, if faith will work for you, then you must have heard about how that faith works, about how the word of God works, about how prayer works, about how sacrifice works. You must have heard about that. And we said that faith actually comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We say that you have to hear more of that particular passage or scriptures that talk about the need that you are encountering at that particular time. And so if you're looking for healing, then you find out from the scripture where healing is given to the saints, where people are being healed, and how the Bible talks about healing, the teachings about healing. And we said, by so doing, you hear and you hear and you hear. And once you hear that, your faith is being built. You think about those passages and your faith is being healed. We also say that the opposite is the same. If you hear about how many people have died of that sickness, you hear about how things are hard, you hear about how business is failing now, you hear about more about how marriages are failing, you are also building faith, but in the negative. You are building doubt in you. Doubt is faith in the negative. You are building doubt. Now, that doubt will not make you receive when you are believing God for something, because you have heard so much about negatives. There are people who are in the habit of, you know, hearing about negatives.